Bavada Sports, we're brought to you by Greenway Ford and Greenway Jeep Ram. One location, 2,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from. 0% financing available, up to 40% off original factory MSRP. Certified Greenway Ford and Greenway Jeep Ram.com and GreenwayFord.com. Your complete satisfaction, our commitment. Greenway, the only way. Not a game show, Scott, but I want to play a little game with you for a second. Okay?
Buy, sell.
Right now, name the starting quarterbacks of our three state NFL teams. This is easy, okay?
In Tampa. Brady, Lawrence, and Tua.
Okay. Kind of easy, right?
Yeah.
If I said to you, pick one of those teams.
The Miami Dolphins.
Okay. If I said to you, can you name the top five, and it, I mean, there's no right or wrong answer, but name me the top five greatest Dolphin quarterbacks.
Marino.
Hold on. Before I get to this, the point I'm going to make here is it is not as deep as you think, and the ability of making a top five is so much more challenging than you think. And I'm going to walk you through this because as I was looking at this, I'm like, holy blank. And sometimes it's after two, okay? So Miami Dolphins, Scott picked first, okay? Mm. So Dan Marino.
Yeah.
That's the no-brainer, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're like, well, but do I need numbers to back it up? Okay, you're good. The guy that's got 61,000 yards, 420 touchdowns, and everything that Dan Marino was, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Yeah.
Now, you may not know some names because of, you know, Scott's just 12 years old.
Greasy?
Right. Bob Greasy second?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just give you Bob Greasy's numbers. And by the way, I'm not saying you're wrong. Uh-huh. I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
Here's Bob Greasy. He won 110 of 163 games. So the one-loss percentage for Greasy is fantastic.
That's pretty good.
Bob Greasy in his career of 163 games, okay, threw 688 passes, okay, which is like a weekend to Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
To give you, no, I'm sorry, I'm looking at Don Strzok's numbers. Hang on. Greasy's completion percentage is 56%. He threw for 25,000 yards. 192 touchdowns, 172 interceptions, okay? Marino, Greasy, go third. And to me, it's easy who third is, but the point is the drop is massive. Who's third?
Ryan Fitzpatrick?
It's Ryan Tannehill.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And wait. Here's why. Ready? 88 games, 42 wins, 20,000 yards, that's third all-time for the Dolphins. 123 touchdowns, 75 interceptions. Marino, Greasy, Tannehill. Go ahead with others.
Well, I said Fitzpatrick.
24 games, 10 wins. You can't put a guy in the top five. Come on.
Okay. Feely, I'm going to throw Fiedler, out.
Well, hold on.
Beck.
Jay Fiedler? Hold on. Here's why Jay Fiedler has to be in the top five. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
37 wins in 62 games, 58% completion percentage, 66 touchdowns, but 63 picks. But here are your other options. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Don Strzok, the veteran Mariano Rivera of coming in late. And I don't know how he's not going to be on your top five. Strzok, 163 games. Now, he's part of 110 wins, but he wasn't the quarterback that is the key to those wins. But 39 touchdowns, 37 interceptions, 56% completion percentage. Earl Morrill, David Woodley, the late David Woodley, Damon Heward, Scott Mitchell, Chad Pennington. Listen, the Dolphin top five, Scott, has to include Marino, mm-hmm, Greasy, Tannehill, Jay Fiedler, and Don Strzok has to be, it's either that or Earl Morrill. Otherwise, who? Damon Heward, Scott Mitchell, Chad Henne, Matt Moore, Ray Lucas, Gus Frerotte? That's it. That wasn't easy to get to the top five, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next team, pick one.
Jaguars.
All right, let's go to the Jags. This, actually, to me, the Jags...
They're easier, right?
...was easier.
Because it's a shorter history.
Well, but actually, there's some guys that stand out.
Well, there's runs. They have runs
okay,
for...
Okay, so the number one guy is Mark Brunell.
Yes.
Mark Brunell, 120 games, 64 wins, 60% completion percentage, about 26,000 yards, 144 touchdowns, 86 picks. Brunell was an effective quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, the argument can be where you rank these other guys, but let's see if you can name some other guys.
Well, it's Byron Leftwich.
Byron Leftwich has to be in your top five.
And then David Garrard.
David Garrard. And to me, the argument about 2-3, to me, David Garrard wins 44 victories, second most for the Jags, 61% completion percentage, 16,000 yards, 89 touchdowns, 54 picks. So the number's pretty good there.
And then...
Hold on. Byron Leftwich? Okay, yeah. Byron Leftwich, 24 wins, 46 games. Boy, it felt like he played longer,
it
right?
It does, yeah.
24 wins, 46 games, 59% completion percentage, 9,000 yards, 51 touchdowns, 36 interceptions. Listen, if you're a Jaguar fan, like or dislike Blake Bortles.
He has to be in there.
The numbers, you can't leave Blake Bortles out, okay? 75 games, only 25 wins.
Mm-hmm.
But he threw for 17,650 yards, 103 touchdowns, which is second most in Jaguar history, 75 interceptions. Scott, you know who I think has to be fifth on the all-time Jags quarterback list? Just because there weren't that many guys. You know who's got to be fifth?
Chad Henne?
Or Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
Gardner Minshew plays 23 games, only has 7 wins, okay? But listen... How about this? Ready? Victories as a Jaguar quarterback. Brunell, 64. David Garrard, 44. Blake Bortles, 25. Byron Leftwich, 24. No one else has more than 7 wins. And Gardner Minshew's got 7 wins. 37 touchdowns, 11 picks. Chad Henne played in 31 games. Minshew played in 23. Blaine Gabbert's next with 28. So to Scott's point, the Jags actually had runs of quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that may have been a little bit easier. Now let's go to the Bucs, okay? Let's get to the top five. Fair or not, Tom Brady becomes number one, does he not?
Yes.
And listen, in total victories, Tom Brady is already fifth on the Bucs quarterback list. Now, again, I kind of wonder about the Bucs offensive line this year, but Scott, how many wins will Tom Brady and the Bucs have this year?
12.
Okay. If I add Brady's current number of Buck wins that give him 12, he's got the second most wins in history of the Buccaneers.
In 3 years.
He'd be second. Okay? Now, you know who he's second behind? He would be second behind. That'd be Trent Dilfer. Okay, if Brady's won, and you don't get to count his entire career, but in his Buck career, he's already in the top five in every category, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jameis Winston. Like or dislike Jameis Winston?
It's longevity.
72 games, only 28 wins, but he threw for about 20,000 yards, 121 touchdowns. He did throw 88 picks and sacked second most in Buck history. Next, you have to put Brad Johnson there. Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl. 49 games, 26 wins. He threw for 11,000 yards, 64 touchdowns, and 41 interceptions. This is as a Buccaneer. Okay, after this, again, a little bit of a debate. Doug Williams. Doug Williams played 67 games, had 33 wins. Here's the thing about Doug Williams. Doug Williams' completion percentage is 47%. 47% doesn't even let you be a JV quarterback these days. But Doug Williams had a cannon for an arm, 73 touchdowns, 73 interceptions, and... Top five, you want to argue about this? Dilfer, Vinny, Josh Freeman, Sean King, Jeff Garcia, Brian Greasy. You can't leave Dilfer out of a top five for the Bucs.
Yeah.
Even if you don't like Trent Dilfer. 38 wins is the most in club history. Now, he did lose 41 games. 55% completion percentage. 13,000 yards, 70 touchdowns, 80 picks. So, to me, it's a Brady, Jameis, Brad Johnson, Doug Williams, Trent Dilfer. Okay, ready? I'm going to review the kind of throw-together rankings we had, and you tell me which is deeper. Okay, I just gave you Brady, Jameis, Brad Johnson, Doug Williams, and I put Dilfer fifth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Jags, Brunell, Garrard, Leftwich, Bortles, and Minshew, Dolphins, Marino, Greasy, Tannehill, Fiedler, Schrock.
Jags.
The Jags is probably deeper.
Jags is deeper. Yeah, absolutely it's deeper.
But as I'm saying...
You know why it's deeper? Because they also, of all of them, actually, more so than the Buccaneers, potentially have something in the future that they can pin their hopes on of adding to their, of rising up their list.
Well, and, I mean, maybe Tua for the Dolphins, I mean,
yes.
In fairness. But my point is, you say, oh, name top five, oh, okay, ready, and you realize, holy smokes, it doesn't go very deep here. I mean, the Bucs have had some really average and bad quarterbacks, and the Dolphins, if you're a Dolphin fan post-Marino, you know what it's been like. We've played that game, list all the quarterbacks after Dan Marino, and what stands out is you're like, oh, wait a minute, that guy played 8 games, 11 games, maybe one season, and a guy like Chad Pennington actually has numbers that he's in the top 10 in almost all Dolphin quarterback categories. And Ryan Tannehill, for all of the criticism he got as a Dolphin quarterback, when you want to start comparing resumes, he is 5th in wins. And in starts, he's 3rd. Only Greasy and Marino started more games than Ryan Tannehill did as a Dolphin quarterback. And completion percentage of a guy that has a couple years as a starter, Tannehill. And outside of Marino, he trails Greasy just in yards. But again, in touchdowns, he still sits 3rd in the Dolphins' chart. So, and actually, because I did start playing this, if you look up most teams and say rank a top 5, I think people are shocked to realize you don't go very deep before you're like, wait a minute, who do I have to put in a top 5? I mean, very few teams have like, oh, there's 3 Hall of Famers, there's 3 other All-Pros, it's easy to rank these guys. You start to get into, top 5. Yeah, so go look up your favorite team. You might be surprised to realize it's a little bit more challenging. And for the Bucs, again, even in Brady's short time, his numbers already are among the best in almost every category that you have there. Yeah.
Can I ask you a weird follow-up question?
Dave Brown is not among the Giants' greatest 5 quarterbacks. No.
Is Trent Dilfer?
Yes.
In 1 year with the Ravens, won the Super Bowl. Is he also on their top 5 as well?
Are we just doing Ravens history alone, or are we counting
just
the Browns?
Just Ravens.
Well, he would have to be.
Right?
He has to be. Just because of number of years. I mean, he would have to be.
But
I mean,
it was 1 year he was there.
Right. I mean, Joe Flacco is probably
Flacco.
1. Lamar Jackson is 2.
Mm-hmm. It's like is Kyle Bowler
on
there?
Oh, come on. Well, wait a minute. Run through it. Do you have, like, starts and win-loss? Kyle Bowler.
I don't, but I'm just looking at the records, and it's like Joe Flacco, Lamar Jackson, Tony Banks, Kyle Bowler, like that, Elvis Gerbach.
Oh, I love a good Elvis Gerbach. Wow, that's great. Hold on, let me see if I can find it here.
There's not, or Vinny Testaverde.
Oh, that's even better.
Eric Zier.
Zier. Hold on, here it is. I got the, okay, I'm ready. These would be... How about this? Do you know in wins? This is under Baltimore Ravens history only.
Mm-hmm.
Flacco's got 106 wins. Okay, Lamar Jackson 2nd. Do you know who's 3rd?
No.
Kyle Bowler!
Oh, yeah!
With 27!
Then he's got to be in there!
Yeah, Kyle Bowler is 3rd in wins. Followed by the great Tony Banks. Tony Banks, an 18-8 record. Trent Dilfer was 13-2 that year. So, yeah, if you were to list top five quarterbacks of the Baltimore Ravens, yeah, you don't really go that deep.
Somewhere Stefan is yelling at his radio right now.
About Elvis Gerbach?
About us talking about this.
Or Jim Harbaugh? Wow.
And again, we're doing this only in Ravens history, not the entire...
No. It's just it's just player... Right. It's not based on career, which is why you go, what about Brady? The 2 years of Brady, he's already in the top 5 of every category.
Well, this is getting me... This is... You've triggered something in my brain of, like, who could be on multiple teams top
Dilfer.
Dilfer.
Bucks and Ravens.
Dilfer, Brady, Manning.
Yeah, I mean, he won a Super Bowl, though he crawled across the finish line to get
yes.
a Super Bowl. Yeah, yeah. So, I got a kick looking at just our state teams where you go, all right, I'll name top five. It ain't that easy. It's not, because you begin to realize it's not as a consistent position, at least among our state teams. And the Jags have actually had the most consistency among guys that have had longer careers as their team's quarterback. 11 o'clock hour kicks off with Scott in the News next.